Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What did he mean during his tenure as UB president? What did he mean to the region and the impact he had?
I think, you know, Satish Tripathi meant a lot to the region. I think the university means a ton to the region. With the students that we're bringing into the area, the investments that are made at the school. And when you look at President Tripathi, he assumed the presidency in and around the time UB 2020 was being passed in New York State, and he helped implement many of the goals to achieve what they were looking to accomplish. You had the opening of the medical school in 2017, and now you've seen this investment that's being made into AI and the smart computers. It's really, he's taken the university in a very positive direction and made very meaningful impact on this community and on the university.
Do you think he has helped in a big area, whereas UB has been able to retain its graduates in the region? Because it used to be one of the region's best exports were UB students. Has he done a better job of working with the private sector and others to give opportunities for the 20,000 or so students who graduate every year to stay in the area, a lot of them stay in the area?
Well, I think the private sector has done a good job of continuing to reach out to the university, and I think the university has done a better job of being responsive to the private sector and the needs that are wanted by private sector employees in our area, and also understanding that we needed to create a pipeline of jobs that are available to them when they graduate. And I think both the private sector coming together with the university has helped this region for far too long. We would say everybody was they'd be leaving as fast as they got their degree to get out of here. But in reality, we're showing that there's plenty of opportunity here for you to work and raise a family and start your career here and also have your career flourish here. And a lot of that has to do with people finally sitting down at the table and understanding that we need to work collaboratively. And President Tripathi was instrumental in helping open some of those doors, too.
That was my next question is, did he make UB more inclusive to the region? Because for the longest time, there was criticism. It was isolated. It was an island.
I think the university has done a good job of integrating itself more into the community. And I think President Tripathi played a large role in that through his community outreach. Obviously he had and has a very big job in just running the university. There's a lot that goes into that, but then there's all of the extras that have to take place, and he made himself available in the community, and that went a long way.
He seems to be, again, from my perspective, he seems to be more welcoming, more open arms than some of the presidents we've had in the past. And I think the private sector appreciated that. I think the community appreciated that.
Yeah, no, I agree wholeheartedly with that statement. I think he was welcoming, and I think he was very inviting, and I think he still is very welcoming and inviting, and he's done a good job of making himself available to the private sector community and also informing the private sector community of what it is they're trying to accomplish to ensure that our goals all align together as we continue to push the region forward. I think the university, as I mentioned earlier, plays an outsized role in helping push this community forward. And the more that we can make the investments that are necessary in there to bring talent to the area, educate them, and then keep them here with the private sector investments that are necessary, it's going to help us flourish for a very long time. And you look at other communities around the country and how they've taken off, and they've done it around their higher education systems.
You know, you always like to leave the place better than you found it. Has Sirpesh, when he leaves next summer, will he be able to look back and say, I left UB, I left the Buffalo-Niagara region in a better place than I found it?
I think President Tripathi's done a tremendous job of growing the university, making the investments that are necessary, and didn't just stay stagnant. And he's evolved with the changing marketplace. And I think with the advancements in AI and the investments that the university is making into AI, along with the state of New York, I think without a doubt, he left it in a much better place than he found it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.